ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नाम श्रेष्ठं मनमपि शचीपुत्रमत्र स्वरूपं रूपं तस्यागजमुरुपुरीं माथुरीं गोष्ठवतीं राधाकुण्डं गिरिवरमहो राधिका माधवाशाम् प्राप्त यस्य प्रथित कृपया श्रीगुरुं तं नतोऽस्मि वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयतः पदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागजातं सहगणरघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीदशाखान्विताश्च हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Every good thing we do, we will get a good result later in this life or in a future life.
நம்ம பண்ண ஒரு ஒரு நல்ல காரியத்துக்கும் இந்த ஜென்மத்திலயோ இல்ல இதுக்கு பிறகு வரக்கூடிய ஜென்மங்கள்ல நம்ம அதற்கான நற்பயனை நம்ம வந்து அடைவோம்.
Every bad thing we do, we will get a bad result either later in this life or in a future life.
நம்ம தீய காரியங்களை செஞ்சோம் அப்படின்னா அந்த தீய காரியங்களுக்கான பின்விளைவை இந்த ஜென்மத்துல இதற்கு அப்புறமோ இல்ல அடுத்த ஜென்மத்திலே நம்ம சந்தேக வேண்டியிருக்கும்.
This is Kali Yuga, the age of quarrel and hypocrisy.
இது Kali Yugam, சண்டையும் சச்சரவும் சண்டையும் சச்சரவும் சச்சரவும் நிறைந்த ஒரு யுகம் இது.
In which most people tend to do more bad things than good things.
இதுல வந்து பாத்தீங்கன்னா நல்ல காரியங்கள் தீய காரியங்கள் எல்லாமே பண்ணிட்டு இருக்காங்க.
And bad things are often thought to be just normal or good.
பண்ணக்கூடிய தீய காரியங்களை மக்கள் வந்து அது நல்லது அப்படின்னு கூட நினைச்சுக்கிறாங்க நிறைய நேரத்துல.
Bad, among the bad things, are giving pain to others.
பல தீய காரியங்கள் இருக்கு அதுல மற்றவங்களுக்கு வலி ஏற்படுத்தக்கூடிய செயல்கள் ஒன்று.
But it's considered normal to give pain to others, to other living beings, by killing them and eating them.
மற்ற உயிரினங்களுக்கு வலி ஏற்படுத்தக்கூடியது அந்த உயிரினத்தை வந்து கொலை பண்றதுனாலையும் அதன் மூலமா அதுக்கு வலி ஏற்படுறது.
But it is the law of the universe that if we cause pain to others, we will have to suffer pain ourselves.
இந்த மாதிரி வலி ஏற்படுத்தக்கூடிய செயல்களை ஈடுபடுறதன் மூலமா அந்த மற்ற உயிரினங்களுக்கு வலி ஏற்படும் அந்த வலி ஏற்பட
We find so much suffering in the world. Everyone is struggling and suffering. It's the normal condition of the modern age that everyone is struggling and no one is happy.
நவீன காலத்துல பொதுவா பார்க்கக்கூடியது என்ன அப்படின்னா எல்லாருமே வந்து கஷ்டப்பட்டு இருக்காங்க வாழ்க்கையில யாருமே சந்தோஷமா இல்ல.
The reason is if we're suffering is because we've caused suffering to others in the past.
காரணம் என்ன அப்படின்னா நம்ம வந்து கஷ்டப்படுறோம் அப்படின்னா அது இதற்கு முன்ஜென்மத்துல நம்ம மற்றவங்களுக்கு கஷ்டத்தை ஏற்படுத்திருக்கோம்.
Now if someone is suffering and they think, well, let me relieve my suffering by causing suffering to someone else, they may think like that. But in this way they just intensify the cycle of suffering.
இந்த வகையில என்ன பண்றாங்க அப்படின்னா அந்த கஷ்டம் அப்படின்ற அந்த சுழலை வந்து அதிகப்படுத்திட்டு இருக்காங்க.
And life after life, this cycle of suffering continues and intensifies. Therefore, traditionally, enlightened people would leave this world. They would leave society and family and go to stay in a cave, in a hill. So they would be aloof from the society of people who are causing pain to each other. And in this way, by performing austerities and meditation, they would hope to get liberated from the cycle of birth and death. In this Kali Yuga, there are very few people who are even inclined towards such a life. And even if they're inclined, there are very few people who are capable of performing severe austerities. In this Kali Yuga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most munificent avatar. He is Krishna, but he has come as if he is a devotee of Krishna. And he has taught us the method of chanting the holy names of Krishna. Especially the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This Maha Mantra, simply by chanting it, we can get free from all sins.
In the Maha Mantra,
someone may go to the forest and go to the cave and perform severe austerities for a very long time. But they might not get free from the results of all their sinful reactions by doing so. But simply by chanting the holy names of Krishna once, one can be free from all sinful reactions. And one can get liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And even more, one can achieve something which is more even than getting moksha, getting free from birth and death. Most people have very little idea of the highest benefit of Krishna Bhakti. Mostly people think that dharma is meant for getting the blessings of some god so that one may live happily in this world. And some people think that, well, we should follow dharma to get released from this material world. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught that beyond the idea of trying to enjoy this world,
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
which is actually illusory, it's Maya, because this world is a place of suffering.
So
beyond that conception, and beyond the idea of getting free from the suffering of birth and death, there is our pure spiritual state of eternal bliss. And that is to live in the spiritual world with Krishna. Experiencing at every moment intense transcendental bliss in the service of Krishna. So this is all achieved by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Anayashe bhavakoi Krishna shevan ek Krishna name pai eto dhan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that very easily, even by one chanting, one name of Krishna, one can easily get free from the birth and death. But even better than that, there is the... then I'll say another verse. Krishna nama maha mantra eto shabhav jai jape tar Krishna upajaya bhav. It is the nature of the Hare Krishna mantra that whoever chants it will develop transcendental feeling for Krishna.
In the Hare Krishna mantra, gunam yekana enna appadina yaar yavar oruvar andha mantrata uchcharanam pandraalo andha
So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. He has come in this Kali Yuga, in which all kinds of sinful activity are just part of everyone's normal life. And he has given this blissful process of chanting Hare Krishna. By which everyone can be delivered to the highest perfectional stage. Of pure love of Krishna. This is Atma Dharma, the eternal function of the soul. So this is open to everyone. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu makes no distinction. Bhagavan himself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Bhagavan, he makes no distinction. According to our previous karmic activities, someone is born in a very high family, someone is born in a very low family. Someone is born in a rich family, someone is born in a poor family. Someone is born in India, someone is born somewhere else. Someone is taking birth as a dog or a cat. But the person who is taking birth in a very rich family, then after some time he may take birth in a very poor family. And someone who is taking birth in a poor family, after some time he may take birth in a very rich family.
காலகட்டத்தில் பிறகு அவர் ஒரு செல்வந்த குடும்பத்தில் பிறந்திருக்கலாம்.
பட் everyone is an eternal part of Krishna.
எல்லாருமே நித்தியமான கிருஷ்ணருடைய பாதையில தான் இருக்காங்க.
So Krishna sees that we are all parts of him.
Krishna வந்து நம்ம எல்லாரையும் அவருடைய பகுதியா பார்க்கிறார்.
So he doesn't differentiate, oh, this is a very good person because he has lots of money, and this person is useless because he has no money.
Krishna வந்து இந்த மாதிரி பாகுபடுத்தி பார்க்கிறார். இவன் கிட்ட நிறைய பணம் இருக்கு, இவன் வந்து உயர்ந்தவன், இவன் கிட்ட பணமே இல்லை, உபயோகமற்றவன் அப்படின்னு அவர் பாகுபடுத்தி பார்க்கிறார்.
In this material world, in materialistic society, we think someone is very important if they have a lot of money, and they're useless if they have no money.
But
Krishna doesn't think like that.
ஆனா கிருஷ்ணர் அப்படி நினைக்கிறது.
Even the richest man in the world has practically nothing compared to Krishna, because Krishna owns all the universes.
இந்தியாவில் இருக்கக்கூடிய வளர்ந்து இருக்கக்கூடிய மிகவும் பெரிய செல்வந்தர் கிருஷ்ணா ஒப்பிட்டு பார்த்தோம் அப்படின்னா அவருக்கு ஒண்ணுமே கிடையாது. கிருஷ்ணர் வந்து எல்லாமே கிருஷ்ணருக்கு சொந்தமானது, பிரபஞ்சம் எல்லாமே.
And even all the money that the richest man in the world has, actually it all belongs to Krishna. So Krishna doesn't make any distinctions of caste or how rich you are. He just wants to see if we are ready to accept him.
கிருஷ்ணன் அதனால பாகுபடுத்தி பார்க்கறது கிடையாது. இவன் வந்து உயர்ந்த காலத்தை பிறந்திருக்கானா, இவன் வந்து பெரிய செல்வந்தரா, அதனால பார்க்கறது கிடையாது. ஆனா எந்த அளவுக்கு யார் ஒருத்தர் அவர்கிட்ட சரணடைய தயாரா இருக்கா, அதுதான் கிருஷ்ணன் பாக்குறேன்.
And Krishna makes himself easily available to us in Kali Yuga.
கிருஷ்ணர் இந்த கலியுகத்துல தன்னை எளிய முறையில் அணுகிறதுக்கு வாய்ப்பு ஏற்படுத்துகிறார்.
By these chanting of the holy names.
அவருடைய திருநாம உச்சாரணத்தின் மூலமாக.
Krishna doesn't say that we have to perform difficult austerities. Krishna doesn't say that we have to be born in a very high class family. Krishna accepts anyone who chants his holy name. Krishna will clear that person from all those sins and give him pure love, pure bhakti.
எவர் ஒருவர் கிருஷ்ணருடைய திருநாம உச்சாரணத்தில் ஈடுபடுறாங்களோ அவங்களுக்கு வந்து எல்லா விதமான பாவ கிரகங்களிலிருந்து அவங்களை கிருஷ்ணர் விடுவிக்கிறார். அது மட்டும் இல்ல, கிருஷ்ணர் அவங்களுக்கு தூய பக்தி, கிருஷ்ண பிரேமையும் கொடுக்கிறார்.
So this is a great opportunity for everyone.
எல்லாருக்கும் இது ஒரு பெரிய சிறந்த வாய்ப்பு.
Generally people think that, well, if I can get a good job in Chennai, that's a great opportunity. So if someone was here offering jobs, 50,000 rupees a month in Chennai, everyone will come. They'll be very eager to get that. Or if someone is coming giving the opportunity for a visa to America, then everyone will be very eager to come and get that.
America நாட்டுக்கு போறதுக்கு ஒரு visa கொடுக்கறோம் சொன்னா அதுக்கும் ரொம்ப ஆவலா இருப்பாங்க.
But even if you get a job in Chennai at 50,000 rupees a month, there will still be some very serious problems in your life.
அப்படியே உங்களுக்கு சென்னையில வந்து 50,000 மாதம் சம்பளத்துக்கு ஒரு வேலை கிடைச்சாலுமே கூட மிகப்பெரிய அளவுக்கு பிரச்சனைகள் எல்லாம் உங்களுக்கு இருந்துதான் இருக்கும் வாழ்க்கையில.
One problem is that we have to die.
ஒரு பிரச்சனை என்ன அப்படின்னா நம்ம எல்லாரும் இறந்து போகணும்.
And when we die, we have to get born again.
நம்ம இறந்து போறோம் அப்படின்னா நம்ம எல்லாரும் திருப்பி பிறவி எடுத்தாகணும்.
And if we get born as a cat or a dog or a frog, then what was the use of having so much money in the previous life?
நம்ம ஒரு பூனையாவோ ஒரு நாயாவோ இல்ல ஒரு தவளையாவோ பிறப்பெடுத்தோம் அப்படின்னா அப்ப என்ன பிரயோஜனம், அவ்வளவு பணம் இருந்து நம்ம வாழ்க்கை நடத்தி என்ன பிரயோஜனம்?
And even if we go to America, we'll find that people are suffering there also, and they also have to die and get born again.
நம்ம அமெரிக்காக்கே போனா கூட அங்கேயும் பார்க்கலாம் நிறைய மக்கள் கஷ்டப்பட்டு இருக்கிறத பார்க்கலாம்.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is offering a visa to the spiritual world. Where we can go and we don't have to suffer and we'll be in bliss forever serving Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most merciful. It is a fact that everyone who chants this Hare Krishna mantra will be cleansed from the core of their heart from all sinful desires. Everyone who chants this Hare Krishna mantra will be benefited in the best possible way. Unfortunately, people in Kali Yuga tend to be exceptionally stupid. They only think in terms of their benefit in something that I can enjoy now. They don't think of the future and future consequences. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributes the holy name of Krishna, and he also gives the spiritual knowledge by which we can understand that this is our real need, to chant Hare Krishna and to go to Krishna. Because we don't have spiritual knowledge, we think, well, I'm here and I'm living in Karamandurai and that's it, that's everything. So I just have to get some money and live my life and that's all there is. But we don't think that I have to die and then after that I have to be reborn again. And I have to take the reactions of my activities in this life. We don't think about all these things. So in that sense, we're like the animals. The dog rises in the morning and stretches, looks for some food. The dog doesn't consider, where have I come from, where am I going to, what is the purpose of life? The human being can think like this. But the human being who doesn't think like this is, in that sense, no better than a dog. So please try to understand what is our actual situation. We're in this human life just for a very short time. Those who are older among us, those who are 70 plus years old, they can think that they can just think back on their life. It's just gone. Just it seems like a short time. It's gone. So this human life is very brief. But it is the opportunity to develop our spiritual consciousness. Spiritual consciousness ultimately means Krishna consciousness.
Now
is the opportunity. There's no guarantee in future we're going to get a human life very quickly. So please take this opportunity of chanting the holy names of Krishna and of understanding this spiritual knowledge. This Krishna conscious movement is spread all over the world, spreading the teachings of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, spreading this chanting of Hare Krishna under the inspiration and order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are also distributing the books of His Divine Grace Srila
Prabhupada,
who presented the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a manner in which modern people can easily understand. These books are translated in all the major languages of the world, including Tamil. And by understanding this knowledge, we can understand that my life is ultimately meant for spiritual cultivation. Now, we're not saying that everyone has to leave their family and go to a cave. We don't say that. Whatever situation we're in, if we're married, we should stay in our family and perform our family responsibilities. But side by side, we should cultivate spiritual knowledge. As given by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, and as presented in the books of Srila
Prabhupada.
And the focus of our life, whether we're in family life or sannyasi life or whatever, the focus of our life should be to develop the highest spiritual consciousness. So that is, by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is possible even in this Kali Yuga to come to the highest spiritual platform. By chanting the Hare Krishna mantra and understanding who we are. We are ultimately spiritual beings. We are not part of this material world. We are meant to live in the spiritual world in the service of Krishna. So by understanding all these points as described in Bhagavad Gita and other Vedic literatures, we can develop full spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness by chanting the holy names of Krishna. So it is a great culture. This culture is the natural culture of the people of this country. The essence of all the facets of the spiritual culture of India, the essence of that is in chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. So we invite everyone to take up this process of Krishna consciousness. We invite everyone to take beads for chanting daily at home the Hare Krishna mantra. And you can take books like Bhagavad Gita as it is to understand the knowledge that Sri Krishna has given us to deliver us from ignorance. So is there any question about this, please? You can ask in Tamil and it will be, yeah, okay. There's a question coming. Yeah, there's a question. Okay.
Purva janma karma vinayilirundu eliya muraiyila velivaradhukku enna sirantha vazhi undu. The question is how to get rid of the effect of the karmic reactions in the previous life. The easiest process, what should be
the easiest process to get free from karmic reactions from previous lives? Well, I actually mentioned that. In Gita, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Savadhaman parityajya mamekam sharanam raja ahang tva sarva pape bhyo moksha yishami ma shuchaha. Krishna says, take full shelter in me. I will, giving up all other kinds of supposed dharmas, I will relieve you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear.
Krishna vandu Bhagavad Gita la solrar, nee vandu engitta mulumaiya saranadaiyadhu moolamaga anaitu dharmangaliyum thandu engitta mulumaiya thanjapoduvadhu moolamaga ella vidhamana paavargalilirundhu naan viduvikkiren bayapadaadhe appdi solli solrar.
But in Kali Yuga, Krishna has come again as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give us the easiest and best way for taking shelter of Krishna and becoming free from all sinful reactions. That is by Krishna Nama Sankirtana. Repeated chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the best process and the easiest process. Have you already started chanting Hare Krishna daily? Not yet. So you should start from today. Not only does it get us free from sins, but it awards us the highest spiritual bliss of love of Krishna. It is simply amazing. Because previously people, they may take many lifetimes to come to the platform of spiritual understanding. But by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy in Kali Yuga, when people are very fallen, we can very quickly come to the higher stage. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is simply amazing. Chaitanya doyar kotha koro hobi cha bicha korele chitte pabe chamatka. If we consider what is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we will simply be struck with wonder.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's karne eppadi pattadhu appadina nam yosi paatham appadina nam appadi adbhutam avare adha paathu aachariyapadum.
And it's maybe even more amazing that when people are informed of this, many of them don't take it seriously. Yeah, anything else? So we'll finish then. Huh? You're going to, it's going to be just prasadam distributed. So thank you very much, Rambanandari, Hare Krishna.